With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Two House committees have moved ahead with contempt charges against Attorney General Merrick Garland. It's for refusing to turn over audio from President Biden's interview with a special counsel. Representative Andy Biggs on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee says Congress wants the audio, not just the transcript already released from the president's special counsel interview.
What you have here is the Democrats conflating executive privilege as well as the contempt. But the issue that they fail to understand is that the full compliance of the subpoena required disclosure of the audio recordings. It's right here in this proposed amendment.
The transcript of the interview shows the president struggling to recall some dates and occasionally confusing some details, but having deep recall in other areas. Also at SRNnews.com, when Idaho voters head to the polls Tuesday to decide primaries for the U.S. House and state legislature, one contest will be noticeably absent from the ballot, the race for the White House. Bernie Bennett explains.
That's because state lawmakers scrapped the presidential primary last year, prompting Idaho Democrats to hold presidential caucuses on May 23rd instead. President Joe Biden will be the only major candidate on the ballot. Republicans held their presidential caucuses in March. Among the most notable races on Tuesday is the Republican primary for the 2nd Congressional District, where Congressman Mike Simpson seeks a 14th term. He faces two Boise area challengers who, like him, are tying themselves closely with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and his agenda. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Stocks drifting near their records as Wall Street heads for the finish of another winning week. The Dow now has moved down, though, less than a point. This is SRN News. A Tennessee venue cancels a pro-Israel gathering.
Ha Yovel is a Christian Zionist organization that was planning to meet at the Sonesta Nashville Airport Hotel this month for a pro-Israel conference. But the officials with the group say the Sonesta received threats and canceled the event. Ha Yovel has engaged the legal group First Liberty, which has sent a letter of complaint to the hotel, pointing out that the cancellation violates a contract and restricts freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A big change may be coming to a Jersey Shore town that was founded as a religious retreat and prevents people from using the beach on Sunday mornings. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association is being sued by the state of New Jersey and has removed the Sunday morning ban from its website under a section on beach rules. New Jersey says the ban violates state beach access laws. A group of non-Christians has been fighting to see that rule changed. This is SRN News. The United Auto Workers Union facing the latest test of its plan to unionize auto plants in the historically non-union South when a vote ends at two Mercedes-Benz factories near Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The voting at an assembly plant and a battery-making facility comes a month after the UAW scored a breakthrough victory at Volkswagen's assembly factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Well, they're out there, hiding in field and forest, and they want your blood. Tick season is wrapping up.
There could be a bumper crop of ticks because of another mild winter. Among other facts, experts are mostly concerned about an increasingly common tick known to spread debilitating Lyme disease. Infection rates for Lyme disease start to peak this month, with symptoms setting in anywhere from 3 to 30 days after the tick bite. Ticks are found in wooded areas and in nearby grassy areas. Rich Thomason reported.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.